This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two.
Kickoff? Did someone say something about kickoff?
I thought the Bengals won already.
I'm done talking. Can we not talk about football anymore on this show?
I don't even know what the scores are. Hold on.
I don't really want to know.
13-10 Rams at half.
The only numbers that I want to worry about is giving out the telephone number. That's 603-283-6160. That's the phone number here in the studio if you want to join us. We are a live call-in talk radio program. There are some phone lines open. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. But if you want to join us, you know, we're a nationally syndicated radio talk program that's also on the internet and some satellite stations, etc., and so on. So take advantage of the opportunity. We're one of the easiest programs, I would say, for you to get on. There is a screening process, as there is with all talk show programs, but ours is
pretty mild.
Pretty mild compared to other. So if something's on your mind, feel free.
And I think that's, when I think of calling a talk show, I often think of long waits.
Yes.
And Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern, these kind of shows sort of propagated this notion because, you know, they'd take one call an hour max.
Yep.
And the vast majority of people who called in and waited 3 hours to be on with their, you know, favorite, you know, wham bam talk show host never got on.
Right.
And so it feels a lot like a waste of time. Generally, wait times on Free Talk Live are below 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't true necessarily if, for instance, you call every night or something like that. We're going to prioritize calls from people who, whom we don't recognize their voice, essentially.
Yeah.
And, our long timers. That's not to say the long timers don't get on. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know they do.
That's true. And also, there is variety because there's generally a different person in this chair every two nights or so, that type of a thing. So depending on who's, you know, in the first chair, things will change up a little bit there too. So there, the opportunity is there. If you've ever wanted to talk about something live on, you know, nationally syndicated radio, this is probably your
I remember there was a ladies first policy.
There used to be, yeah. And the Shrine of Female Listeners.
There you go.
Yeah, we had that too.
So speaking of all of those things, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I got you.
Okay, I have to get off my... Wait a minute.
You're going to switch over? Yeah, go ahead. I've pulled up an article
I just wanted to say that New Mexico, our state, is going to go get our first baby dump-off box.
Baby dump-off box.
Yeah, the dump off. You know, before you could legally abandon a baby at the police station,
mm-hmm.
the hospital, emergency room, and also
and some other places.
The library? I don't know. Or there was a fire department.
Right.
Yeah, fire departments are very common for this. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? But recently, there was a 18-year-old mother that dumped her baby off in the trash can.
See? Yeah,
and
so, Sarah, let me just stop you there. This is from KOB.com. 3 years ago, and this is a quote from an article there, 3 years ago, we did find a baby in the trash can deceased. So that's why we're really looking for different options, different ways, something that we could do to help raise awareness, Wickersham said. One of my friends sent me a video on Safe Haven baby boxes, and I sent it to the mayor, and I said, hey, this is something we should do here in the city, and it just grew from there. There are currently 99 baby baby boxes in 6 states in the United States. So far, 15 babies have been left in one. Each box costs about $10,000 to install, but Safe Haven Baby Boxes raises donations to cover the cost and donated the one for Española in New Mexico.
$10,000 sounds like a lot of money for what essentially is a large bank drop box. Presumably it has to be put in some place where somebody is going to be almost all of the time. I mean, you don't want to, you know...
Yeah, it has to have some sort of monitoring, whether it's human monitoring or
it would be bad to put it in, say, a bank where somebody could drop off a baby at 5:30 on a Friday and then just be stinking up the place by, 9 a.m. on Monday.
Sarah, do you know...
Is this something we want the state handling?
Well, I don't. But, Sarah, do you know where this baby box or baby boxes are going to be?
Well, I know that it's got, a camera inside. So there's a camera that's going to be monitoring. So I don't know exactly where they're going to put it, but like you said, like a fire department's open 24 hours, police department 24 hours, hospitals 24 hours. But for some reason, they already can drop these babies off, but they won't do it. But if they make
probably
a baby box,
because of the lack of anonymity,
right? I think that's what the baby box is about. Is the increasing the anonymity? Nobody wants to be the mom who's like giving up their baby, I can totally see not doing it at a police station, right?
But like that's not isn't gonna... everybody wearing masks in New Mexico still?
Yeah, pretty much.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much here, but you're right. It's just that this has to be like in a place where you're not noticed. Other people are not sitting there in a waiting room looking at you come in. Oh, that woman came in and dropped off a baby and walked off. Right. That kind of stuff. And what's amazing is that they found a baby thrown in a dumpster like about a week ago, and it was alive. So it made the news for about a whole week. They talked about it.
Was it local?
But it turns out it was in Hobbs or something in one of the Roswell, I think.
Okay, that sounds local.
But the thing is that in Espanol, they found a baby dead a couple of years ago.
Right, we just talked about that.
So it never made the news. I just think that's kind of ridiculous. If they find a baby that's dead, nobody cares about it.
But if they found a baby that was bleeding and dismembered, then it would make the news. And thanks for the call, Sarah.
Oh, man.
Because
way to open up that can of worms.
If it bleeds, it leads. That's what I'm saying when it comes to
media. Oh, I thought
we
were talking about alien autopsy.
Oh, well, okay. We're talking New Mexico, too. I guess we could be talking about
Roswell, specifically.
But, my opinion on these baby boxes is from time to time, human beings... are either poor enough human beings that they're like I got to get rid of this thing, or they're thoughtful enough that they're like, I in no way can take care of this little tiny human being. And there should, in my opinion, be an avenue for that. And there's very few times that I will actually say that organized religion is good for something. This is one of those things that I think the perfect place for something that resembles this type of a service or product, which, you know, in this case, a baby box, this should be all handled privately by churches.
I've never been a unwed mother, but...
so far.
Right. It seems like the chances are low. Of all the things that Mark could be in the next, 50 years of his life or whatever, an unwed mother seems unlikely.
You could be that tomorrow with just the simple words of your mouth.
You're right. I could claim to be a woman and then somehow get a child and then be unwed. Yes. Anyway, I'm not thinking this is going to go on. And so I would probably be most comfortable personally with going to a church and handing my child to somebody and saying, and that person saying, look, we understand the position you're in. We're going to take very good care of your kid, and we don't even want to know your name.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
It is interesting that there are...
But that's not to say that I don't think that it's... I mean, if about 30 kids have been found in these boxes, then put in a box.
Yeah. It is interesting that at times the church has acted as a firewall between people and the state.
Yes.
And this, I think, is one of those times that would really come in handy for the church to do so.
Yes.
So that there, if there is somebody that, they want the anonymity, they know that...
The pastor... So if you want to solve this problem, have the lawmakers pass a law that says a pastor and any member who works for a church or happens to be at a church geographically and accepts a baby from an unwed mother has to give no testimony as to the identity of that person.
The baby boxes themselves seems unnecessary, as you guys have said, there's other solutions surrounding it.
Yeah, but there's 30 babies have been found in them.
But there's also, like, some things in society should be done, and you should feel some shame doing it.
Okay. I get your point. 603-283-6160. What do you think of these baby boxes? And would you put your baby in one if you were trying to absolve yourself? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. phone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Rich,
and Mark.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or
this
organization.
This one's okay.
Should we have them approved? Okay.
Until February the 22nd.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether and then buy ITR. ITR is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on exmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All right. Did we have anything more to say about these baby boxes?
I think that of all the things that governments spend money on, and I believe, by the way, these are charities, actually, that are making these baby boxes, baby drop-off boxes.
Yeah, at least this article alluded to the money is raised by some charitable organization.
Right, so charitable organization raises it. It's $10,000. This is like an outrageous sum to cut a hole in the side of a building and put a little swinging door thing in. And presumably there's something more that goes into it. There's some monitoring and that kind of thing. So I'm for anything that results in fewer accidental deaths of babies.
Yes, me too. However, the state should not be.
Yeah,
I have my problems. I have my problems with organized religion. I really do. I became, we'll call it non-theist, atheist, whatever you want to call it, agnostic. Yeah, some people have a different opinion of what I am, including myself from time to time. But I sort of absconded from organized religions many, many moons ago. And then I became what I call anarchist for the exact same reasons. Because these organizations continuously argue with each other. Nobody can do anything. They can't get anything straight. And each one thinks their way is the best way, when the truth is it should be up to the individual. Right? Governing yourself, it just should be the norm. Every human being on planet Earth should govern themselves.
I've made the statement before with your organized religion thing that we always talk about on the show, like getting the state out of education.
Yes.
Right? Well, who's going to fill that gap? Immediately, it's likely going to be organized religion.
Yeah, very much so.
Because they have the money. So if you get rid of state schools, you're going to have more religious schools. And then you're going to have those people growing up not statist, but religious in some form or fashion.
Sure, but that would be immediate, right? Yeah. But then within that, hopefully, there would be some entrepreneurs who are like, you know what, we need non-denominational education.
People want that,
right?
I certainly
or private tutors could just employ themselves and, take care of,
Sure.
They determine their class size by how many kids can you handle personally,
sure.
Right?
But if you're talking about indoctrination, right, you're going to have religious people going through religious indoctrination and then breeding more religious people to go through the religious indoctrination.
Right.
I don't know everybody in my graduating class from Braden and Christian. I left there in eighth grade, but a friend of mine also left in eighth grade, and both of us are, while not atheists, I'm certainly not, but we are not members of an organized religious. He describes himself as a Pastafarian, which, is just kind of a joke of the old Flying Spaghetti Monster thing, but at the same time does believe in some kind of entity. And I'm a Quaker, which, I would say I'm not in an organized religion. I'm a Quaker, which would make all the Quakers laugh.
And, all truth be told, Reverend Captain Kickass is not a lie. Captain Kickass is ordained by the Church of Spiritual Humanism, and their entities of worship are reason and logic.
And libertarians come out of public schools, too.
I mean, right.
They're the exception, not the rule.
All I'm saying is that in the circumstances that we find ourselves in the year 2022, I would much rather have something like a church, volunteer fire department specifically, not funded by state departments, handle something like somebody who needs to abandon a baby for some reason, than I would the state. Like, I just think, you know, it's a little less likely for something to go awry if the state takes over. Having had some experience with state foster care and that kind of stuff, I personally just, I do not advocate for the state handling children at all, period.
And I don't think handing off a child shouldn't be made all that easy to do.
I think that people who are ready to hand off their children, that it should be easy to do.
Okay.
If you're prepared to do it,
sure,
then it should be easy.
Yeah, but
if
advertising
you make it easy to do, more people will choose to do it because it's easy.
And what are the results? Are the people who managed that you managed to get to keep their child, what is the likelihood that they've done a good job parenting 18 down years down the road?
I'm not saying they have to keep it. I'm just saying again.
Well, you just said that if you make it easy, that more people will do it.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, of the people that you make it for whom you made it easy enough that they changed their mind, they went from not keeping a baby to keeping a baby. So there's that group in the middle. There's the ones that are definitely going to give up their baby, and they're going to do hell or high water, they're going to do so. There's the ones who are definitely going to keep their baby, and nothing's going to change that. But then there's this sliver of people, this probably one mom a year, that if you make it easy, she gives up her baby, and if you don't, she doesn't. That mom, I'm asking you to look 18 years down the line at that child. What do we have? Is it an asset or a societal asset, or do we have a societal problem?
A leech, yeah.
Lots and lots of money.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree that if cities continue to install these things and they become more popular, that people who didn't know this was an option now know it's an option, and you might see an increase in people doing so. That is definitely a possibility.
And I will agree with you, Richie. I would find the notion shameful, and I kind of feel like I hear that, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, this is where we just have to button up.
Okay.
And not say anything.
All right.
You know, like that's I think from a you know, if you're looking at this, what are the results of the situation? Should it be shameful? Well, I got you, man. It is. It already feels shameful, and that's why it's people don't want to give it up at a police station. They want to give it up at a little box on the side of the wall that they can run away from.
Here's I'll call it a practical reason for anonymity. Oftentimes, particularly with adoption or something like that, where there's an arrangement made between somebody who's got a baby or going to have a baby and people who want a baby, there's mother's remorse. And at some point on down the line, the mother decides, oh, you know what, I want my baby back. And it's been years or whatever, and it creates a whole bunch of turmoil, not only for the kid, but for all the families and all that involved. If there's some anonymity involved with, you know, the ability to, I mean, they have to understand you're giving up your baby, you're never going to see it again through, because there's anonymity involved, right? When whoever it is dropping these babies off, they have to understand that there won't, even if you feel remorse, you're not going to be able to find your baby.
I found my mother, my birth mother, after 48 years.
That's right. You do a 23andMe or something like that. And you're like, oh, look, you've got, oh, that's my mom from my birth mom. But you don't find out until years later.
That's right.
So I think it's better off for the children to not have that sort of turmoil in their lives. More Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine as the West warns that an invasion by Russia is imminent despite intensive weekend talks between Moscow and Washington. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering and says the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but is equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia can enter the country at any moment. Meantime, Dutch airline KLM has canceled flights to Ukraine until further notice. French President Emmanuel Macron is in full re-election campaign mode, despite not declaring his candidacy for the upcoming election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News. Americans have been seeking religious exemptions from COVID vaccine mandates by the thousands, but they're doing so without the backing of major denominations or leaders. That includes rabbis, Pope Francis in the Catholic Church, and conservative evangelical leader Robert Jeffress, who wrote in an email to the Associated Press that strong medical and political objections to the mandates does not get elevated to a religious belief that should be accommodated. Much of the country is about to get another winter blast.
Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and say happy Free Talk Live anniversary to one of our co-hosts here, Mr. Richie Rich.
Yep.
3 years?
Super Bowl Sunday 2019 was my first year.
Congratulations. That's a long time.
Yeah.
3 years of being on Free Talk. And I know you do, what's your podcast?
Promote? The Anarchist Experience.
Where can folks find that?
Yep. Anarchistexperience.com is nice. The best place. And then, you know, favorite podcatcher, whatever.
Nice. Well, congratulations on 3 years, man. Yeah, we thank you for your service. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Rich.
And Mark.
We've been talking about these baby boxes that are being installed in cities, and it's literally so if somebody wants to abandon their baby, they can do so. I have said that this should not be state-funded. There should be...
And pretty much they're not. I don't know if...
Right. Or state-handled. Like, the money is being raised to put these in places, but it... You know, I'm just saying I'm against the state handling.
Well, you're against the state handling anything.
Well, okay. But
what I would say is that the, you know, surprise! Captain Kickass doesn't like the fire department at all!
I like the fire department.
Well,
the volunteer fire department.
The volunteer fire department is built by taxpayer money.
Not all of them.
Almost every single volunteer department in America.
That's a problem with the business model, not the...
I hear you. It's we don't have a problem with putting out fires. We the funding mechanism, I get that in the absence of the state, somebody would build fire departments, but yes, we don't have the absence of the state. And what I'm saying is that firemen are much more likely to be in a fire station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, yeah, than, say, bankers are at a bank, or even McDonald's workers at McDonald's. Yeah. So
put it at the Waffle House.
If
they don't get closed for a hurricane.
And until they close the fire department, I say, sure, have baby boxes at fire departments.
Right, and then Rich opined that if you're abandoning your baby, that there should, in his opinion, there should be a shame factor associated with doing so.
I've decided that
a societal shame factor.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt on this one because I kind of feel the same way, but I've decided no. You should be ashamed of a lot of things, but if you're mature enough to say at whatever age you are that you can't handle a baby, you should be lauded. Somebody wants that baby. The demand in the marketplace for that baby is high.
It does exist,
so if
yeah,
you don't attempt to, flush it, cut it up in pieces and flush it down the toilet or doing something far worse, then I'm going to go ahead and say I'm abandoning the shame aspect on this one. I will agree with Richie that many things should be shameful that are not.
And we don't know that just because there are baby boxes and somebody abandons the baby that that person does not feel shame. It's impossible.
Well, they
enough
do feel shame. The question is whether the shame would prevent them from using the baby box.
Right.
And at this point, baby boxes have been used 30 times in 3 years.
I believe that's what.
Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who used a baby box would, in fact, have kept their baby had the baby box not existed. Some people, would obviously, as many people as possible, are going to run to the anonymity as they can.
Right.
So, but some percentage presumably would have kept their babies and raised them in the best manner they could, which was probably terrible, and they probably are going to have terrible results.
But that brought us to some, during the commercials playing, we were talking amongst ourselves about, well, should other things, in society have shame attached to them? And one of the
yes
things that came up was,
yes,
was homelessness,
well,
and whether or not it should have shame attached to it.
Well, there were other things first. Homelessness was part of the result of that.
Yeah.
So what has become acceptable in society is taking handouts from the government, whereas in the past that was a shameful act.
Right.
Right. When you had to, parents or grandparents had to open up that book of food stamps at the grocery store and their neighbors and their fellows went,
could see it.
Yeah.
They're on food stamps. Right, that was a shameful act.
The first time I saw a food stamp, it was a $1 food stamp. I'm like, I didn't know they made traveler's checks in $1 amount denominations. I had no idea. I'd never seen one before.
Then we made it
easy. I was, by the way, a chronological adult at that point.
But then we made it easy. We called it an EBT card, and now those people have the anonymity
yeah
of just using a credit card.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And vastly more people use that stuff. There's no shame associated with
agreed
that anymore.
And I think that probably some people are pretty proud of their EBT cards and would be
even
happy to
worse
tell you. Right. That's what I'm saying. I think that there is the central the kernel of your argument, and I think that it is, and I agree with that. Is that
how do they achieve that? Like I've known a single mother. I've known a single mother who was on what they call WIC,
mm-hmm,
WIC, and yeah, she had that same. She's like, she was all super proud
yeah
of being on WIC.
I'm poor,
which,
so I get money.
Which
from
what
government
it meant was I'm poor and can't afford this myself, and so I need to take a handout from the government.
Right.
How do you get pride out of that?
The moral degradation of society overall.
Well, I think that we've turned them into entitlements rather than charity. Okay, so when you had to go to a church and say, hey, look, things are really going badly,
yeah,
and I know you guys have a fund for this, and my family needs it, that's when you're asking. And asking is a more shameful act than demanding.
Right.
If you've been told this is yours by right, then you're in the entitlement realm, and that's the issue. So now, mind you, when we talk about welfare, I think it's always fair to mention that there's plenty of corporate welfare out there, and subsidies for all kinds of industries
yeah
are the same thing as far as I'm concerned. That rise or fall, you should make it on your own two feet, and if you can't, then that's what charities are for.
Even right. Corporate welfare is celebrated by a lot of, you know, people in society.
Well, what do they say about farmers? They only bury them 3 feet deep so they can still get their arm out for a handout. Their yeah. hand out for a handout. Get the, yeah, so like that.
It was welfare. And then harm reduction when it comes to, like, drug use.
Right.
Right? Because all of a sudden, you know, the whole Biden crack pipe thing is all in the news right now. But it's still, you know, government funds going like, well, as a society, right, we're looking at long term, and if we let these druggies go out and spread disease, right, it costs society more.
Yes, they do. They have.
So we're going to do harm reduction, and we're just going to give them free paraphernalia so they can do it safely. And then there's no shame, yeah. right, associated with the drug use. The rampant drug use, well, or going to get help.
And there's no effort to throw them away in the right location so that you know, these hypodermic needles end up in places that
oh, and they do.
Nobody wants to
having
see.
Lived, oh, yeah. Having lived in Seattle, Washington for a couple of decades, I can tell you that I have never seen more discarded needles anywhere than I have in Seattle, Washington. There were the last place that I lived in specifically, I was much closer to the heart of, you know, the downtown area. I was just outside of the downtown area. And there was this little spot between the building that I lived in and the sidewalk, and it was kind of on a hill. And that thing would just fill up with needles. You know, the junkies would walk by and just, I don't know if they're dumping, like, bags full or whatever, but, like, it would get cleaned up by the property owner a couple times a year or something like that. And I would notice, and then over time it would get filled up, and there'd be needles everywhere in just this little area between the building and the sidewalk, because it kind of dipped down. It's hard to describe, but it was a convenient place for people to dispose of these
things. And I don't think we're going to make the case that, oh, if a drug abuser or drug user who's addicted, an addict, right, has the maturity to go get his, you know, paraphernalia from the safe drug place, that, yeah, there should be no shame in that, because he's displayed a level of maturity in going to a safe place as opposed to...
I was in Istanbul, Turkey. They didn't mention that concept in a while.
That's somebody's business but the Turks.
Indeed. I was there earlier this year, and there was nearly no homelessness. Now, I've been in other places in Europe, and all throughout the United States, homelessness is rampant.
Yeah.
There was nearly nothing. And the reason is, well, they don't support that. They're not giving you handouts there for that.
Coming up, we're going to talk about how you can get paid to be homeless in this city. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live.
Started 2013. Bengals.
Oh, that's the score. Yeah, the year is 2022, just so Richie Rich doesn't, you know,
mess up our archives.
Yeah, or or make you think that you've gone through a time-traveling vortex somehow, you know, or you're having some sort of...
That happened to me.
What's the thing called? The... Bernstein Bears, the...
Mandela Effect.
The Mandela Effect.
Or the Mandula Effect, depending on what universe you're in.
Correct, yes.
I don't know.
What were you saying?
I said that the time-traveling vortex thing happened to me.
It happened to you?
Yeah, indeed. I was dethroned from my intergalactic space throne, and I ended up completely naked at the CERN Large Hadron Collider in 2009.
That actually happened?
Yeah.
Pixar, didn't
a story for another time.
Yeah, we'll have to cover that the next time you visit, maybe. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We do have archives, speaking of which, and they've been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment.
That's the truth. It has been taken down multiple times. We kind of...
Well, it's been sort of deactivated, but like they haven't like completely erased the channel. Which...
Yeah, we haven't been thrown into the memory hole yet.
Free Talk Live like Chumbawamba. To get knocked down, but we get up again.
We do.
Well, we might as well. I mean, we've always got some video going somewhere.
Nothing's ever going to keep us down. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel just by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help to seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we just ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. What were you saying?
Nothing.
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
I made the Chumbawamba joke, and then he carried on with it.
I did.
Yeah.
I carried on, my wayward son.
Yeah.
There was peace when you were gone. Then I laid my weary head to rest.
Weary head to rest.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Weary head to rest, yes. What did I say? Leary?
Leary.
Dennis Leary? I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces.
What do you do with public toilets?
I can't say the chorus of that particular song here at Free Talk Live. The FCC frowns upon it.
Yeah, yes, they do. They frown upon it a great deal. Interesting that an organization, at least there's two parts of the FCC, right? Like, one part is are you sending radio waves in the wrong manner? And the other part is did you say something naughty on the wrong radio waves? Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, lots of naughty things travel across Wi-Fi, and that's radio waves. However, radio waves on the radio, as if, like, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, how many children are listening to Free Talk Live broadcast from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.? Like, right now, it's 9 p.m. Eastern. How many children are listening to Free Talk Live on the radio?
Well, I don't know. I did a bit of an experiment by announcing that Santa Claus is not real over this particular program. And I'm like, children, if any of you are listening, Santa Claus is not real, it's your parents. One guy called in. To be like, Captain. And like,
I think it's rude.
He's like, I'm disappointed in you. He's like, I know you're just saying the facts, but I'm disappointed.
Yeah, nice.
So, one guy called in.
So we're keeping Captain off the air at Easter then, right? Is it?
What's that?
We're keeping Captain off the air at Easter? Is it?
Yeah, I suppose that's the case.
Easter Bunny's not real.
Well,
hey, you know what else isn't real?
The government doesn't care about you.
You know what else isn't real? The little Cupid guy on Valentine's Day.
Ooh,
that guy, not Cupid? Real. Cupid, yeah, okay. Not real. Doesn't exist.
Well, is he a Cupid or is his name Cupid?
He's Cupid.
Does it matter?
Well, you said the little Cupid guy, and all of a sudden I'm concerned.
It doesn't exist.
So. He's a little Richie Rich guy.
Yeah,
but not so little.
Well, all right.
In all the right places.
I get paid to be homeless in San Francisco, says this headline. I've talked about this before I start getting
this
article. Well,
this has been talked about in 100 different ways in 1,000 different places.
In Seattle specifically, because I have experience having lived there.
I went to Portland, which has got to be the very worst of this. I actually saw somebody with a eviction notice on their tent on the sidewalk out in front of a post office.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what to make of all this. The idea that anyone would take the time to put an eviction notice, a 30-day eviction notice, a tent.
Other cities will buy one-way tickets for their homeless and send them to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, L.A., right? This particular article says, I get paid to be homeless in San Francisco. It takes one phone call. An old school junkie says he moved to Woke City because he gets a $620 per month payment that pays for his Amazon Prime and his Netflix, and his cops are like neighbors.
So what's he watch on, like a tablet, I guess? And then somehow manages to keep the tablet from getting stolen by his homeless friends?
All that stuff you can watch on a phone.
You can.
Phone, tablet, you know, whatever.
So once again, something that should be shamed and shameful, right, lauded.
Yeah, this is absolutely, I would concur with you on that. I mean, this is nothing new. I will say that 20 years ago, before Amazon and before Netflix and before all this stuff, people would say, well, I read an article that homeless people can make $40,000 tax-free by standing on the side of the road asking for money. And I don't know whether that is false. I'm not going to claim it's false.
Panhandling.
I'm just claiming that this same the same envy of these people, has existed. And I think the problem is that they're allowed to be there.
Well, so
we've just made it easy enough to do it.
So my stance on this whole thing has been the default position of humankind. You know, when you fall out of your mom's vagina, onto whatever plot of ground she happens to be on.
It's usually a while till you hit the ground, but all right.
The nurse catches you.
Okay. I'm just making
I got you. I got the notion. Yeah.
You are poor, personally.
Sure.
And so the default position of a human being is one of poor. You have no wealth. You haven't obtained any skills. You're healthy, all that kind of thing. So the question isn't, what causes people to be poor and destitute. The question is what causes prosperity.
Indeed. Right. And we should foster the things that cause prosperity. Yes. And we should, to my mind, punish, shame, whatever the things that cause, poverty. Or perpetuate poverty. How's that?
Perpetuating
is that a better
poverty.
Terminology for you?
Yeah, perpetuating better, because poverty is the default state of existence, right? If you do nothing, you're poor and homeless.
But this guy could possibly have done something, right?
Could possibly do something,
but chooses not to. Well, because the state has made it so easy to
remain. Let's hit these bullet points and we can continue the conversation. James, a self-proclaimed junkie living in San Francisco, says the city's soft-on-crime policies and government assistance make it easy to be homeless. He shared how he receives $620 cash and 200 food stamps each month while he sells Narcan to addicts and enjoys streaming services on his phone. This right now is literally by choice. Literally by choice. He said it twice. If we're going to be realistic, they pay you to be homeless here, James said. San Francisco is plagued by drug addiction and homelessness. Mayor London Breed recently launched an emergency campaign to crack down on open-air drug use and drug dealing in the city's crime-ravaged downtown Tenderloin neighborhood. The city also opened a new linkage center that connects homeless addicts with rehab facilities on January 18th. Meanwhile, President Biden also aims to battle drug addiction with his $30 million blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So the bullet points. I've recently been in San Francisco, in the last few years, been in San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. And other than saying that Seattle had the very best comic book store I've ever been in, I don't have anything positive to say about those cities and wouldn't move there. And this is what I sort of don't understand is why do the taxpayers of those cities continue to put up with this stuff?
603-283-6160.
You don't have to live where you are, people.
It's true. You can literally vote with your feet.
Sell it. Make your money. Cash in. Go someplace where cost of living is cheaper.
Oh, but it's difficult. They're tied down by something or other.
No, there always are.
Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.